As we reflect on our role in discipleship, it's easy for us to be left indifferent, overwhelmed. What does it mean for me to be engaged in my spirituality in this time and this place? How do I hear this message of call in the year 2012 from a text of another time?
And when you call for me, I have already answered. And when you call for me, I am already there.
We pray for a world stressed economically, politically, environmentally, for the European states as they continue to deal with the debt crisis, for the Syrian people who struggle for security and just governance, for the Republic of South Sudan, threatened by a looming humanitarian crisis, that sustainable peace in a region be found, for those killed in ethnic violence, we mourn. For the people in Kano, Nigeria, affected by the recent bombing, that discipleship not be motivated by racial hatred. For the families of those who have died, our family grieves. For the community of Burns Lake, BC, shaken by workplace disaster, we hold you in our thoughts.
And when you call for me, I have already answered. And when you call for me, I am already there.
In gratitude, we pray for our nation, blessed with democratic freedom and relative economic security, although we may be discouraged municipally and federally, we are free to voice that opinion. I am grateful for a country where I can freely speak of my husband and walk hand in hand. I am grateful for employment security, especially in these times of economic uncertainty. I am grateful for this community of TSP, a community committed to faith, justice, and the arts, exploring spirit and finding renewed meaning in the heart of the city. For what are you grateful?
And when you call for me, I have already answered. And when you call for me, I am
This morning, we pray especially for Mark Porteous, Audrey McKim, Lois Kunkel's sister Deborah, having surgery on January 25th, Bernice Gregerson's grandson Sean, and together with the church in Algeria, Libya, Morocco, Western Sahara, and Tunisia, we pray together. With frail words, we give you thanks, O God, for all the work accomplished in our communities by your Spirit. Help us walk together with the same heart as one humanity. Lead all our faith communities to work together, respecting each other's differences and sensibilities, to live in your Spirit.